Hi, I'm Marco Rubio, and today I'm announcing that in 2010, I will be a candidate for the United States Senate.
And with that, the former House Speaker became the first major Republican Party candidate to declare to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated next year by Mel Martinez. Rubio made his announcement via video that was located on his own website and carried by various political blogs throughout the state today.
I want to serve in the United States Senate because I believe that our country is at the proverbial crossroads and that our future will depend on which path we choose. Some believe that the path to security and prosperity is a larger government involvement in our economy, that what we need is a government that spends more money and uses the tax system to distribute wealth and pick winners and losers. That is the view of some of our fellow Americans, and it is the view of the folks who are in charge today in Washington, D.C. But the majority of us don't agree with that view, and we deserve a voice in American politics. And that's why I want to serve in the United States Senate, because I want to be a part of offering an alternative.
Rubio said his campaign would not be negative, but would be for promoting ideas like tax reform and not just tax cuts. And he alluded to the expected entrance in the race of the most popular politician in the state, Governor Charlie Crist.
Now, I'm under no illusions about how difficult this will be. I know that there are people more famous than I who may enter this race. And I know that the President of the United States himself will travel to Florida to campaign and raise money against me.
That last point could be a bit of hyperbole, since it's questionable whether Barack Obama would actually campaign in a Republican Party primary. Aubrey Jewett is a professor of political science at the University of Central Florida. He says it may be tough, but thinks Rubio has a fair shot in a GOP primary race against the governor.
Well, I think it reflects the fact that Republican conservatives are not as excited about Charlie Crist as the Florida public at large, and that Marco Rubio thinks that he's got a shot to get that Republican nomination. And I think that potentially he does. I mean, it would be an upset, but he has a shot.
Since his election 2.5 years ago over Tampa Congressman Jim Davis, Crist has had unusually strong approval ratings, in part because of his moderate stances that have brought independents and Democrats to his side. Before rumors began circulating that he was contemplating a run for the Senate, which he still may not do, no Democrats of any note had indicated any interest in running against Crist for governor. But though Crist's popularity with the Florida public is still strong, it clearly is not amongst lawmakers in Tallahassee, many of whom from his own party have been disappointed by his lack of leadership on key issues that he himself championed. UCF poli-sci professor Aubrey Jewett says every politician running for re-election is always confronted with his shortcomings, and Crist will be no different despite the popular ratings.
He has to stand on his record, and so what Crist has accomplished or what he has not accomplished or what's happened in Florida while he's been in the governor's mansion, people are going to pay attention to that. And currently, he's actually still got great numbers. You know, he's up over 60% or so the last I saw as far as his public approval ratings, despite the bad economy and despite the budget problems and everything else. But, you know, one wonders that if it continues for another year or so and the economy doesn't recover, that people will start to hold the governor more responsible. And the fact of the matter is also that there does seem to be a little bit of a lack of leadership up in Tallahassee right now, whether it's the budget or whether it's almost any other issue. And some of that has to fall at the feet of the governor, who's expected to provide that leadership in tough times. It's easy to be a strong leader when times are good. It's much more difficult, but a truer test of leadership to lead when times are tough.
Earlier this year, a Palm Beach County Republican wanted the party to censure Crist for a variety of perceived transgressions, including his failure to support Republicans in some South Florida congressional races last year. Crist also received thunderous criticism in some GOP quarters for his enthusiastic support for Barack Obama's economic stimulus package earlier this year. Political analyst Aubrey Jewett says if Charlie Crist decides to join Marco Rubio in running for the Republican nomination for Senate, it will be a fascinating referendum on where the state GOP is.
You know, you'll have Charlie Crist, who has been reasonably conservative on some issues, but certainly, as he likes to say, he likes to go from the gut to do what he thinks is right. From a conservative Republican standpoint, he's done some things that were just not right from their perspective. For instance, the last Florida Supreme Court judge that he went to put on the bench was a Democratic liberal from Central Florida. They don't like necessarily most of his energy and green initiatives, which they think are going to cost the state of Florida jobs and cost a lot of money. And so there's things that they don't like about him. And for Marco Rubio, it's a chance to exploit that. And I would say also this, you know, if you look at Rubio versus Crist, although Rubio certainly doesn't have the name recognition that Charlie Crist has, he will have probably two big sources of votes in a Republican primary. The first is the big obvious one, is the Cuban community down in South Florida. You know, they went very strongly for Mel Martinez in Mel's primary to run for Senate when he beat Bill McCollum a few years ago. And in fact, he ran up a margin of over 100,000 votes or something like that down in South Florida just based on the vote of the Cuban community. Rubio can certainly expect to see that. And I think Rubio really will make some inroads, if he's smart, with the social conservatives in the state that are just, actually have always been a little leery of Charlie Crist, and maybe are a little bit even more leery of him now that he's been in office for several years. So within a Republican primary, Rubio's got a shot with the Cuban community and with the social conservatives.